Welcome to Storytime by Chava. Today's story is taken from the book The Three Gifts and Other Stories, and is called Nakdimon Ben Gurion. If we had lived long ago when the Beis HaMikdash was standing in Yerushalayim, we would all prepare, as the new year came around, to go with our families to celebrate the holiday of Sukkot in the Holy City. We would go with our parents, our brothers and sisters, uncles and aunts. We would take animals as karbanos in honor of the Yom Tov and for our Yom Tov meals. Everyone would be looking forward to the trip. Of course, it is always very hot at that time of year. When we arrived in Yerushalayim, it would be a welcome relief to have something to drink and to wash up before Yom Tov. But we would have had to be careful not to use too much water. In Eretz Yisrael, it does not rain during the summer, and supplies of water could run out. One year, by the time Sukkot came, there was hardly a drop of water left for anyone. All the people were thirsty, and more visitors kept coming all the time. No one knew what was to be done. At that time, there lived a very wealthy Jew named Nakdimon Ben Gurion. He was very upset because the Jews had no water to drink. At last, he had an idea. A very important citizen of Rome lived in Yerushalayim. Everyone knew that he owned 12 wells that were always full of fresh, cool water. Even when there was no rain, his precious wells still contained some water. Nakdimon decided to ask him for help. "Won't you let us use your wells?" he pleaded. "Everyone is so thirsty." "You'll drink all the water in my wells," cried the Roman. "Then how will you pay me back?" "During our holiday, we will pray to Hashem for rain," said Nakdimon. "I am sure that Hashem will listen to our tefillos, our prayers. The rains will come and fill your wells to overflowing." "Ha, that's easy for you to say," replied the Roman. "You will drink all my water. Then if no rains come, what am I to do? Send a bill to your God in heaven?" "If there is no rain, you can send the bill to me. I will pay you a talent of silver for every well," said Nakdimon. Said the Roman. "A talent of silver? That would be 12 talents altogether. A fortune. Do you have that much money?" Nakdimon nodded. "All right," said the Roman, "let's set a date. If the rain doesn't fill my wells up just like they were, you must pay me 12 talents of silver." And so they agreed. Everybody was happy. The Yidden had plenty of water, and the Roman hoped to gain a fortune. Days and weeks went by. The holiday of Sukkot passed. All the visitors went home and returned to work. But no rain fell. Soon it would be time for Nakdimon to return the water to the Roman. Still, he trusted that Hashem would help. One morning, Nakdimon heard a knock at his door. It was a messenger from the Roman. "Your time is up," he said. "You must fill my master's wells or pay him the money." Nakdimon was not upset. "What's your hurry?" he asked. "I have until tonight. The day is not over yet." That afternoon, the messenger came to Nakdimon again. "Your time is up. Fill up or pay up," he said. "Don't get excited," said Nakdimon. "It's still only afternoon." A few hours later, when the day was almost done, the messenger appeared for a third time. "Give back the water or pay what you owe," he said. "I really don't understand you," Nakdimon replied calmly. "There's still time left." When the messenger told this to his master, the Roman laughed. "The whole year there has been no rain. Does Nakdimon think it will start now? Today is my lucky day. 12 talents of silver will be mine. Tonight I'll make a party. Cook, prepare a feast for all my friends. I'm going to celebrate my good fortune." As the hour grew late, Nakdimon began to worry. 12 talents of silver was an enormous sum of money. What a shame to give it away to the greedy Roman when the money could do so much good. He took his talus and went to the Beis HaMikdash. "Ribbono shel Olam," he prayed, "you know that everything I did was only for the sake of your children, so that they should have water to drink and be able to celebrate Sukkot in the Beis HaMikdash as you commanded them. Now, what am I to do? Before Nakdemon finished his tefillah, the sky became dark as night, and thick black clouds gathered. Soon, rain began to pour down heavily. The streets flooded, riverbeds overflowed, wells and springs gushed forth with water. The Roman was astounded at the great downpour. "What's happening?" he cried. "How can it be?" As Nakdemon walked home, he met the Roman. "Hello," Nakdemon said. "You see, it's raining after all. You know, I think that you owe me some money. Now your wells have even more water than before." "Very clever," fumed the Roman angrily. "I know that your god made this miracle for you. But it's too late. Look at the sky. It's dark. The day is over, and you missed your deadline. You still owe me the money." "No," said Nakdemon. Quickly, he hurried back to the Beis HaMikdash. Again, he put on his talis and davened to Hashem to show his love for the Yidden and make a second miracle. Suddenly, a strong wind began to blow the clouds away. There in the sky, the sun still shone. The Roman had lost after all. Disappointed and angry, he went home. Nakdemon ben Gurion was filled with joy and gratitude to Hashem. That, in fact, is why he was called Nakdemon. Nakdemon means that the sun hurried to shine for his sake. In the history of the Jewish people, Hashem had performed such a similar miracle only in the time of Moshe and Yeshua, when twice he made the sun stand still so that they could defeat the enemies of the Jews.